Coach's Insight programs continue here tonight on KARE 93.7. Brandon Tatman, we got Pat Battle with us, the Atchison boys basketball coach. As Phoenix getting back to it here in 2025. It was quite the long layoff, Coach, and we'll dive into the game a little bit, you know, from this week. That was Wednesday night, of course, with KC Wyandotte, big-time win, 71-26. But prior to that game last night, you had gone since December 20th. Was there any concern with the long layoff and the holiday break and the postponements from last week? Was there any concern going into that game Wednesday night potentially with that layoff?
Absolutely. there's no question about it. I can tell you this, that first game back after Christmas, even when it's normal, is always a little bit awkward, especially the first couple of quarters. I really felt we were pretty just trying to find things and trying to move in the right direction. We seemed out of sync, a lot of opportunities, but then we kind of, you know, did what we do best, which is go inside and got out and run in the second half, and then we were really able to extend the lead. But yeah, it's always a tough first game coming back, no matter who the opponent is, because that's just a long layoff. It really is. And it's hard to get into a rhythm.
Yeah, now you got a really good opportunity to build off that and really get going here with the rhythm. You know, 71-26, the final score. Now you get obviously practice tonight, and then you're right back to it in Meadowlark Conference play tomorrow against KC Washington. What can you tell us about them and kind of the itinerary for tomorrow night's game?
Yeah, they're very good. They're really good. They're sitting at 5-1. They've beaten some really good opponents. I think they've got. I don't see anything that where there's a weakness. You know, they've got a 6'5" kid that transferred in. That's a really nice post player. He's got good footwork, and he can play outside a little bit. They return a lot of their guards from last year, and then they had a kid who came back from Turner, who's really good too. It's a good team. There's no weaknesses, and we're going to have our work cut out for us for sure.
Yeah, you guys were supposed to play Highland Park last week, but that's pushed here for another week or two. But, you know, that one game against Junction City right at the beginning of the year, who's a top-tier team in the 6A classification, would you say Washington, at least to this point, maybe the best team besides Junction City that you've seen to this point?
I think that's a fair assessment. Yeah, absolutely. I think it's going to be a huge challenge for us. I'm looking forward to it because we're finally – getting ourselves fully healthy too. We're back at full strength. We hadn't played with a full roster until last night, so I'm looking forward to that. Looking forward to getting all our kids going. We have the return of, you know, Jay-Z Kelly will be back in the lineup, as will Yogi Purdy. So we'll see how that works. Of course, that's always tough because when you got new, you know, guys coming back, you got to figure out ways to fit your rotation, and so. You know, there's challenges with that as well.
Yeah, obviously, we've talked about that over the last few weeks in terms of, you know, guys being out here in the early portion of the season and just working that mix and just trying to get some guys involved, maybe not so much, you know, maybe not expected early on, but now getting healthy, that's obviously good. One more thing, Coach, before we get you out of here, and we appreciate it as always, your midseason tournament next week over in Tonganoxie. What's kind of the early thought on that? You're going to play Thursday afternoon next week. That'll be against Wichita North. Just some of the other teams in that field, Bonner Springs, of course, Tonganoxie hosting, Schlegel as well, Eudora, and a couple other teams. I know you're probably not looking forward quite yet to that scenario next week, but just the early thoughts on that tournament and bracket and just the expectations for that tournament next week.
I think it's a pretty solid tournament. You know, Wichita North, they haven't won yet, but then again, they're playing against top-notch competition out of Wichita. You know, they're in the Wichita City League. They see Heights, they see East, they see Southeast. So they really run through the gauntlet. That will be a challenge. I think there's a lot of good teams. One team that you hadn't mentioned that I think is might be a front runner to win it would be Metro Academy. I think Metro Academy is a really solid basketball team. That's who we beat last year in the championship. And then Bonner's playing really well right now. So you know, Bonner Springs is still sitting there. I think they're 5-6-1 as well. And then you can never count out of Eudora. We've seen them already, but they're really disciplined. And then I think Coach at Tonganoxie does a great job with his kids too. And it's their tournament at home, and they get up for it. And they played well last year. They didn't win as many as they'd like to. But, yeah, I think there's good balance in the tournament. I'm really happy to be going to it. I think it's perfect for us. And we see a different mixture of things. So it's going to be a good tournament, and I'm looking forward to it.
Yep, 67th annual Tonganoxie Invitational, so that has been running for a long time. You mentioned a lot of the good teams there, Bonner Springs, you guys, of course, and then obviously a tough one with Wichita North, who play really good competition down there in Wichita in the City League, as you mentioned. But we're going now. You get Washington tomorrow night, and then a few more days off, and then Thursday next week, 3 o'clock, you guys will take on Wichita North in that first game of the Tonganoxie Invitational.
Yeah, right, and it'll be another challenge, too, because it's kind of like a little mini-state tournament because you're playing three games in 3 days.
Right.
In the past, the Tongi tournament has been staggered, and now it's not. So that will bring a challenge of its own as well.
Yep, three straight nights, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, regardless of how it plays out, but nonetheless, Atchison and Wichita North next week. But before that, Washington on the docket tomorrow night, again, for the Phoenix. That's Pat Battle. Coach, we always appreciate it. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, thanks a lot. Appreciate the coverage.